a lot has changed, and people are free as it is. Remember, it's enshrined in our constitution that Zimbabwe is a democratic country. Is a multi-party state, and really parties were free to campaign, and the people were free to campaign in a peaceful environment. And this was emphasized by the president, the new president Emmerson Mnangagwa. And really, people are happy about that, and that is why even people voted for him. And we have these challenges that we are faced with. That these obstacles, as I speak right now, I think the government is doing something about it to address some of the challenges that we are facing at the moment. But all that I can say is that people should be patient and wait, because let me really emphasize on what the finance minister is always saying, that give us a chance, and look about 6 months down the line, people will be realizing the changes that will then come about.
So we see that ZANU-PF is saying a lot about freedom of expression, freedom of movement, and all the freedoms that are now said to be in the country. But is it that people are free to say what they want, as it is right now?
Yes, people are free to say what they want. Kids, you know what? Remember, we're moving from the Mugabe era. And really, the lot of changes have come about. But really, people must learn to appreciate. Yes, of course, some incidents here and there, some pockets here and there. But we really appreciate what's happening right now and what the government has achieved in terms of maintaining the freedom of expression, freedoms, all these other freedoms. And really, people are really happy about that. And I really appreciate. It's only that people in the opposition are all the only people who don't even appreciate some of the changes that have taken place.
Do you see the economic situation changing as soon as possible in Zimbabwe, and what will make it change?
You can say that our cabinet is made up of technocrats. And remember, let's take, for example, the best finance minister that we have, especially the Ncube. That man, he doesn't know even the ZANU-PF slogan. He's not a ZANU-PF member, but he was hired by the president to do work. And remember, he's from countries like us, Switzerland, where he's been doing that there and doing very well. But what we are looking at is to give him a chance, give him time to do his work, so that maybe you can evaluate his work after a period of 6 months or so. Then that way people can say, this man has failed, or this man is not doing anything, or this man is really doing a wonderful job for this nation. That's when people can start saying all that.
Going forward, Mr. Kaule, what's the role of the National Army in Zimbabwe?
The role of the National Army is enshrined, remember, it is enshrined in the Constitution, that the role of the Army is to protect the citizens of this country. And that simply is the role of the Army.
And they shouldn't interfere in politics, right?
And they mustn't interfere in politics. They mustn't, really. Remember, Zimbabwe is not a military state. That one is really clear, and it is enshrined in our Constitution.